September 19th, 1993, Yom Kippur.
Charlie, we are approaching Yom Kippur, the final and holiest day, 10 days of repentance. When we talk of repentance here, we are referring to the Jewish concept of tshuva, honest-to-goodness, serious self-inspection, with sincere regret for past actions and sincere resolve to improve in the future. During this time of tshuva, every person draws up a balance sheet for the year gone by, which guides him in his resolutions for the year that has just commenced. In order that such a balance sheet and the resolutions based on it be as close to the truth as possible, one must be wary of overestimating one's virtues and accomplishments, but neither should one exaggerate one's deficiencies and failings. For a depressing mood, not to say despondency, God forbid, is one of the serious obstacles on the road to self-improvement. It is possible, however, that even without exaggeration, the balance sheet may reveal that the liability side is quite substantial, perhaps even outweighing the asset side. But even in such a case, there should be no room for despondency for two reasons. Firstly, the necessary outcome of honest self-searching must be a feeling of sincere repentance and a firm resolution to change for the better rather than despondency. Secondly, there is an encouraging feature in the general conduct of man which should be borne in mind at this time. It is that every positive and good action, positive and good according with the definition of our Torah, the law of life, is indestructible and eternal, being connected with and stemming from the divine spark that is in our soul, the neshama, which is eternal. While any negative and destructive action, on the other hand, being connected and stemming from our animal soul and evil inclination in us, which are essentially limited and transient, is likewise of a temporary and transient nature. It can and must be corrected and completely wiped out through sincere and adequate repentance. Bearing this in mind, everyone, regardless what their personal balance sheet reveals, will find encouragement and renewed hope in the future. For it is clear that Judaism is not a check and balance system where each good deed is counterbalanced by a bad deed. If a person estimates that he has, for example, two good deeds to his credit for the past year as a guest against 10 bad deeds, he cannot draw the conclusion that the year was lost. For with tshuva, the transient evil will be eradicated, leaving intact the good deeds with the light and benefit that they have brought into our lives. This is true of every individual Jew, and it applies on a deeper level to the Jewish people as a nation. All our sins and mistakes have been wiped out by suffering and repentance, while every mitzvah and good deed done by every Jew since the Torah was given are eternal and intact. That gives us the right to expect the Geula Shleima speedily, especially after the remarkable miracles that we have witnessed in the past year. So let us say the Lashono Habo Yerushalayim, not as a pious wish, rather as a most likely event. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Shalom.